It gives me great pleasure to be here this morning, and particularly to be here with my colleague and friend, Representative Bill Rogers. I just want you to know, first of all, that Representative Rogers and I sit on different sides of the aisle. But let me tell you, when I call him friend, it is meaningful and it is heartfelt, because our sitting on opposite sides of the aisle has not caused us to be on opposite mindsets as it relates to public education and the education of the children of this state. And for that, I am extremely grateful. Where we are today and the experience that happens this day in this first meeting, I dare say could not have happened without his close alliance. And that's a fact, and I'd like it to not go unnoticed. Now, I'd like to kind of change courses for just a moment and and talk about something that is kind of close to me as I step back and look at the process as it has unfolded and brought us to this point. And I think about it in the way of an analogy. I love to play the game of golf. And I think part of the reason that I like the game so well is not just because I think it's the closest game that resembles life itself, and not just because you usually find beautiful vistas where you play this game, but it's really much because of the decision-making process that has to be made if you play this game successfully. And it's all about risk and reward. And, when I'm on the course and I got to make this shot to the green, and the green is surrounded by sand traps or water, and if you make a poor shot, you're in the water, you're in the sand, you're done. Now, the easy thing to do when you see a hazard is to lay up. But every once in a while, you have to weigh the risk versus the reward. If you want to have the potential of scoring a birdie or even making par, in a lot of cases, you got to take that risk and hit the shot that you think will get you over the hazards. I think each of you and the communities that we serve at large weighed this risk and reward and decided to go for it. And going for it has brought us to this point. And I submit to you that that this community, that the children and parents of this community, the businesses of this community, will be better off because of the risk that you took. The rewards will be tremendous. I'm looking forward to the quality that will be infused in this brand new school district to the benefit of all of us. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Representative Rutledge. It truly is an honor to be here with the representative from the area, with Scott Menzel, who I always say you stole from me, from Livingston County. And actually, in all of you, I have to commend all of you and all of the community for the bold action that it took to get to this day. It's not too many schools, not too many districts are willing to take on what you folks have taken on. And it's always very, very difficult when you're talking about community and you're talking about mascots. But what you did for the kids is beyond reproach. And I applaud you for that. I wish and I hope as well as I know the representative does, that you have set some guiding principles and helped us learn how we can also help from the state level to help some of the other school districts and utilize your example. And for that, I will be forever grateful. And we know through history, we keep talking about adults, and yet it's the kids that suffer that didn't have the voice. And all of you folks have given them that voice. And you've been proactive instead of reactive. By the way, as an aside, I have to go back to your golf analogy. I actually help keep people employed. It's in turf grass management. So if you have voc ed in that, yes, I do contribute to that cause. But I always like to try to keep things a little bit on the lighter side, as Scott would know. But in all seriousness, I can't thank you enough, and I can't thank the representative enough to stick out there and do what was right for your community, because it is difficult. We make difficult decisions every single day, and we have a lot more yet to come. But to do this so these kids can move forward is, it's hard for me to express, and especially since I have to deal with the financial end on the school aid component. I applaud you, and I applaud again the entire community for backing you up, and I look forward to very positive things here in the future. And with that, thank you.